Now, one must stop and think a moment about the nature of the evidence. That is to say, the fact that there are strata at all. Why should there be? Do we find such strata on valleys of the Moon or Mars or Venus? There are only several ways known in nature that materials get laid out in nice layers. These would be rivers, ocean tides, and winds. But there is only one place where you will be able to find the process that is seen over the entire planet take place right before your eyes. And it seems like some sort of a magic trick when watching it. There are no known universal ways for this to happen aside from cataclysmic forces, yet the evidence is that these strata are found throughout the entire planet's surface. Take a jar. Put some soil, dirt, rocks into it. Shake the jar and its contents, mixing them vigorously. Now just simply wait as they sort themselves out into nice, neat layers, each containing nothing but its own kind. And all of the same kind of materials will not necessarily pile into just one pile, but it may instead space itself out into several non-adjacent layers. When it is completely done sorting itself out, you'll see that it looks very similar to the walls of the Grand Canyon, as well as other places where the layers of strata are exposed. Again, it seems the studies of the ocean bottom would tell us what true silting looks like. One of the best ways to figure out whether there has been a huge amount of water flowing over the land is to go up into the sky in an airplane and look below you. You will see ancient lake beds and ancient and modern water courses that all run off toward the nearest ocean. One of the most dramatic examples of this is seen in the complex of canyons, of which the Grand Canyon is only one of several, including Bryce Canyon with its numerous spires. There is a model of the geography of the Grand Canyon and its neighbors on its journey to the sea at the Grand Canyon Tourist Center. It is really marvelous because there is a chain of 4 to 5 immense canyons, each of which is on a plateau at a lower and lower elevation the closer the one goes to the ocean. One cannot but be overwhelmed by the impression that a tremendous amount of water ran off. It ran downhill, while the sediment of which these tremendous canyons are made was torn out and deposited on the ocean floor, where it can be found this very day. One could not help but see that the Grand Canyon was not carved out by a meandering, comparatively tiny little river. The canyon is on average 5 miles across and 1 mile deep, but by a force that was so immense that it not only carved out the Grand Canyon, but all of its neighbors at the same time. And that was at a time when the sediment was still so fresh that a 5-mile-wide raging torrent of water dug a hole 1 mile deep as it passed off the land back into the depths of the earth and into the seas that were formed by continental uplift while ocean basins dropped. Perhaps the ocean's weight pushed the continents up, and that is why you find a chain of mountains like that found on the west coast of North and South America, running from northern Alaska down to the tip of Tierra del Fuego in the Pacific Ocean, which is the largest, i.e. heaviest, body of water.